if you do not understand white supremacy, what it is, and how it works, everything else that you do understand will confuse you. In all of these nine areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war, anywhere on the planet, minute by minute, day by day, all of the time, all of the time.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the April the 16th edition of the Counter-Racist Code Show with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Let me be specific. April the 16th, 2024 edition of the Counter-Racist Code Show with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby. And again, we thank you for tuning in and listening. Seems like we're getting off to a rough start, but we'll be all right. We will be all right. We would like for you to be a participant in today's show. And to do that, all you have to do is call this number, 516-453-9921. And when you get that number, the call screener will greet you. And give the call screener your name so that Mr. Bobby can properly give you an introduction and not butcher your name as I have a tendency to do. And you can do that. Now, if you are a first-time caller, you do the same thing. But give the call screener, tell the call screener that you are a first-time caller, and we do have a special priority status for you so that you will be heard. All righty. Next, you can join the chat room, and all you have to do for that is go to blogtalkradio.com, and you want to click on where it says programs, and once you do the programs, then a little box will come up for you. And it will list shows, and the shows that you want, or the show that you want, is the Produce Justice Show. You click on that, and you are in the chat room. Now, when you get in there, you know, follow the chat rules, and if you have a question, do not use the chat room to ask Mr. Fuller a question, but I will sometimes take some of the information that is given in the chat room, and I will form a question that I will ask Mr. Fuller, and then we can proceed from there. Yes. And lastly, you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, MRBOBBY, at gmail.com. And I will read that when the call volume is not as strong as it can be, and your Gmail will be read. As a matter of fact, I have a few backed up right now that hopefully I can get on today's show and have Mr. Fuller respond to those. Now, it is important that you get this book that Mr. Fuller has written, and it is called The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. And I'm suggesting that you get this book so you can follow along with the suggestions that Mr. Fuller makes. Sometimes it's referred to as the code book, but it's very important that you get this book so that you can understand what racism is, actually what it isn't. And then you can be informed and you can do your due diligence in approaching this system of racism, white supremacy. You need this book. And you can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That is producejustice.com. And on that site is related information concerning the different shows or past shows that Mr. Fuller and I have done. So you can do that. Okay, and lastly, since we're in the middle of the month, I have to ask the producer if Mr. Fuller will be on the Carl Nelson show. They tell me, and then I will inform you, so I'll find out, and then that information will be relayed to you. Okay, I believe that is it starting out. Okay, all righty. Now, let's go on with the show. Let me start off by saying good morning, Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
Still learning, yes. I love that. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, yes, yes, we have to do this. We have a little section that we entitled The Thoughts and Expressions on the Mind of Mr. Neil E. Fuller, Jr. Mr. Fuller, being that today is the 16th of April, 2024, what is on your mind that you would like to discuss?
Well, I've been hearing on the radio and other sources, television, and trying to keep up with my reading. And we've been talking a lot about Black history. And within the context of liberation and or emancipation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And talking about slavery, of course, within that context. And on one of the radio programs yesterday, WPFW, I think, I heard people who were talking about history, Black history, and mentioning Dr. Ben, who is a historian, John Henry Clark, C.R. Gibbs, and other people of note. I think Dr. Tony I think I'm having a senior moment now. His name is Browder, I think. Yes, Tony Browder, I think. That's how you pronounce his name. And a number of others. But then people got to arguing on it, particularly when they got into the history, Black history and religion. And what I have said about the code, never argue about people's religions or what the history of the religion is and all like that, because it just leads to endless argument. And it's best, according to the code, what I've written, is just to ask questions and don't comment. Don't make any comment on the answers at all if you're talking about religion. You can ask questions. What's the name of your religion? What does your religion require you to do? And what does your religion require you to do when you interact with me? And then we can walk through all the areas of activity. What does your religion require you to do when you interact with me, being yourself, in economics, in education, in entertainment, in labor, law, politics, other types of religions, sex, and war, what I call the nine areas of activity. And then let the person talk. And you just have questions when they finish, or have questions about what they say in response to your questions. And then don't make any comments further than that, except maybe to ask more questions. But don't make any kind of statements of any kind. And that way you avoid, you get a lot of information, you got a lot of understanding, and you have had a constructive conversation, and you haven't gotten into one of those long-winded, forever and ever religious arguments. You really shouldn't be having any arguments at all. You just have conversations. The difference between a conversation and an argument is that an argument is designed to win arguments. A conversation is designed to get useful information that you can use to do what? Produce constructive results. Now, another thing that I had on my mind was history within the context of what the codes say about Black history and Black History Month, Black History Day, what we call generally Black History. And so I just want to remind people of what the code says that I say when people ask me anything about my history. And I put it under the umbrella of the code and try to tell the truth, and without getting into a lot of back and forth, and I heard a lot of that on yesterday's programs. Even switching channels and even looking at television, I saw a lot of controversy. And we try to minimize controversy that leads to conflict. So how I also advocate that all people of color adopt it, because this is right out of the code. What does the code say? What I've written about history, period. Black history, white history, all the different types of history. History during the Middle Ages, et cetera, et cetera. I try to tell the truth, and I think it is the truth. And what I say is, something that I don't think is argumentative at all. And here is a statement right from the code, talking about history now. My history is everything that ever happened before the beginning of time and after. My history, the history of Neely Fuller's history, because I'm talking about myself as an example, and I advocate that all people of color start using it. My history, talking about themselves. My history, this is the statement from the code. My history is everything that ever happened before the beginning of time and since. And you might add in quotes, the beginning of time, unquote. And you'll always be telling the truth. And you don't get into these historical arguments either about who crossed the Nile River on what Wednesday of what year and how many people were there or not there or how many people were on the different ships by name who took part in the slave trade from a given port in North Africa coming to the Mediterranean on a given year, and a long drawn out argument about that.
Mm-hmm.
This is something
okay.
I've been hearing recently. You can just simply say, if you just want to get out of religious argument, historical arguments altogether, just simply say, my history is everything that ever happened before the beginning of time and since the
okay.
beginning of time.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And that takes care of that. And I'm telling the truth, too.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way for me to know with my feeble mind all of my history.
Okay. All righty. You say that was on the radio WTFW discussion?
WP.
Paul. Okay. WP,
right.
Let me put that down. P, okay. All right. So that was on your mind. Okay. All righty. I don't want to get into that. Okay. All righty. Let's do this. Oh, yeah, before we go, thank you, Mr. Fuller. Let's do this here. There's about the book, about your book. I understand, and you can correct me if I am incorrect. Is there a problem with the book being out of stock? Something about a bundle? Would you have any information for that, or would any other producers have any information for that? Somebody wanted to know about that. Can somebody on the team address it, or anybody spoken to you, Mr. Fuller, about that?
Yeah, somebody sent me a letter because, of course, it couldn't get through to me on the phone, which I want to comment on that, too. People who have been trying to get me on the phone and who have been getting me on the phone for years, I have another phone arrangement. So I'm quite sure that a lot of people have been calling me and not getting me. And so these are people that I kind of know down through the years or people
okay.
that I talk to. And so that's the explanation for that.
I mean,
until I can get my phone situation kind of rearranged,
uh-huh.
I'm in complete disarray on a
okay.
number of things.
I'm
running around doing this and doing that
yes,
and whatnot.
Sir.
But I'm just letting people know that for a while I can get that back to that, but
okay.
I don't know when.
Okay. I think what I was asking is the book out of stock? I think that's what the person was referring to.
That's the message that you got?
It's a yes, that the book might be out of stock or is out of stock. So I need somebody to address that for me so I can get back to that person.
Yes, well, I'll try to find out.
Okay, thank you.
About that. I'll try to get to that today.
Okay.
In fact, I'll try to get to that immediately. There is a person out of Boston that I'm working on getting them their books. They pay for those books. And particularly anybody who's paid for their books already and haven't gotten them, that's a big oversight on somebody's part.
Okay.
And I've already gotten to the person who I reminded the people who were supposed to be handling that yesterday, person out of Boston.
Okay, so, all righty.
Yeah, they're going to get their books.
Okay. Okay, one more thing. Somebody said something about a bundle, set of books or bundle, so I don't know what that means. But, okay, you're on it, so that's good. Okay, I'll just say TP without saying your name. I hopefully I've addressed your inquiry on the book situation, and if I get any further information, I will relate it to you on this program. All righty. Hopefully that was satisfying. Okay, let's move on and let's go out to L.A. Man, he's up early this morning. Longtime caller. Swa, here we go. Get you on here. Let me see. Swa, L.A. man. Okay, there you go. Swa, good morning and how are you?
I'm still learning greetings with Bobby. Greetings, listening before you hear. My question this morning is, Newfield Jr., why would it be constructive if non-white people stopped having sex with white people?
Stop having sex
with white people? Yes, sir.
Oh, according to the code book and according to logic, we haven't gotten rid of the system of white supremacy. So that's just another form of the expression of white supremacy. The white person involved in a so-called relationship, a sexual relationship, with a non-white person is like a master and slave arrangement. It's the same thing, because the system of white supremacy means just that. It's the only government worthy of being called a government on planet Earth in April of 2024, according to Neely Fuller? No, according to the evidence. So that makes every non-white person on the planet subject to the system of white supremacy. And if a non-white person has sexual intercourse with a white person, be they ever so passionate about each other, this is helping to support and make stronger the system of white supremacy, because it's a system that's designed to be a master-slave relationship, and is a master-slave relationship. There's no such thing as slavery being abolished. When we start talking about racism, as long as you have the system of white supremacy being a slave system, and it is just that, because what is slavery? Mistreating people. And what is racism? Mistreating people based on color. Anytime you mistreat a person and there's nothing that person can do about it, the person is helpless, the person is a prisoner of war, and you have a master-slave relationship, the slave is the slave. There's no such thing as a relationship between master and slave is an arrangement. They're not partners of any kind. So it makes these white so-called partner in a so-called marriage, or boy meets girl, or man meets woman, or whatever you want to call it, that's not what it is. It's strictly on the part of the white person, a master-slave relationship.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I can make it any plainer than that. And
all
that's
right.
Why you have to get rid of the system of white supremacy so people can have these type of relationships.
Yes, sir.
Immediately.
Uh-huh.
But that hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
The white person is always a master, and the black or non-white person is always the slave in that relationship during the system, the existence of the system of white supremacy.
Uh-huh.
Did I answer your question?
Soir?
So the question is why it would be constructive if we stopped having sex with white people, non-white people?
It would be constructive because now that will help to give the impetus, or give substance to people the way that people should be. That's constructive. People should be able to marry who they want to marry, if it's according to the code now, male, female. Now, all these other classifications that have come up since then, male, female, part female, and all like this, that within itself hasn't proven to be constructive.
Okay.
In the minds
right,
of people who are trying to be logical, like I'm trying to be logical, and I haven't seen where that's proven to be. All these different types of what you call rainbow classifications of sexuality, it hasn't, it might be a legitimate experiment, just like these experiments now that they are doing, according to the Washington Informer newspaper here in Washington. They're experimenting with different type of racial classifications. This just came to my attention this morning. There's a local newspaper here that reported that. It's called the Washington Informer, www.washingtoninformernewspaper. And the April 11th through the 17th, 2024 edition, page 29, they're talking about added racial and ethnicity identities, new ones. And so I just thought that I'd bring that up. That's reported April 11th to the 17th, Washington Informer, that's Washington, D.C., www.WashingtonInformerNewspaper.com, or you can just take that newspaper out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the reference, and I have a clipping of it right in front of me, but that can be asked about later.
Okay.
We'll move on.
Okay. Soir, thank you, brother. Continue to call in. Appreciate it.
I hope I answered this question.
Yes, sir, you did.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Soir. Mr. Fuller, he said that you did. You answered his question. What we're going to do, we're going to break it right here. You're listening to the Counter Racist Coach Show with Mr. Neil A. Fuller, and we do thank you. We would like for you to tune into the program or call in if you would like. And that number is 516-453-9921. Press the number 1 button if you have a question or comment. And please, as Swad just did, make it short so that Mr. Fuller can hear the question and address the question. And for those of you who call in, you have to keep in mind that Mr. Fuller will use a lot of examples to illustrate the point that is being made. So you have to keep that in mind. So in other words, it might be a little long-winded, but he does that to make sure that there is no confusion. This is a no-confusion zone, so bear that in mind. All righty. So please, ma'am, and please, sir. Okay, you can also write me, Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, MrBobby, at gmail.com, and I will at some point read it, and I will inform you that it is being read, and you can hear hear Mr. Fuller's comment on whatever you have sent me. And lastly, you can join the chat room, which quite a few do, at going to blogtalkradio.com. You want to click on the programs menu. And when you do that, you will also come up, well, it will also inform you or let you go to the programs menu. And when you do that, just click that, and then the chat room is available, and you could join the chat, and you're in. Now, when you get in there and you want to ask a question, do not use the chat room to ask Mr. Fuller a question. That is what the number is for, and my Gmail address is for, and I will ask that way. Otherwise, you can get on the chat room, and occasionally I will take a chat from there and formulate a question that I can ask Mr. Fuller to address whatever the concern is. All righty. Concerning the books, I haven't heard anything other than the information that I gave before. Maybe there is a problem in that. I'm not sure. They have to inform me of that. So as much information that I can get on the books, and Mr. Fuller did address that he has spoken with somebody in Boston about some problems that or issues, rather, that they were having, and hopefully we'll get those resolved. But if you want to get a book, just order it from producejustice.com. That is producejustice.com, and we can go from there. All righty. I think that is it for that. I have some other questions out there, but we'll go from there. Okay, back to the program. Okay, Mr. Fuller, a couple of weeks ago addressed, and he did this live on air, as a matter of fact, a question or a comment by a person that I'm not going to give their name, but I will give the initials, which is MS. And we spent a little time, Mr. Fuller spent a little time in discussing that, and also inform MS, and it still stands, that he has given him a priority status, meaning that he could call in at any time, any show, and call in. And wait a minute, there we go. Boop. Okay. And so MS did inform me, he wrote me, Mr. Fuller, and I'm going to read exactly what he wrote. This is from the Gmail. He said, Mr. Bobby, thank you for relaying my concern to Mr. Fuller. I apologize for tuning in late, so I missed the opening. However, I did hear some VGQs. Perhaps I can call in next week, but I don't see any constructive results in moving forward on this topic. My point was Dr. Welsing took Mr. Fuller's knowledge and broke it down to the roots. That's how we will be able to know, quote, what it is and how it works and why it's in place. Knowing that helps us to understand everything else. Best regards. Keep up the correct work. Still living, loving, and learning. MS. That was his response, Mr. Fuller, and you gave him the invitation to call in at any time. So if he's listening to the program even today, he can call in, or if he is working and can't call in today, he has an open, you gave him priority status that he can call in. Do you have a comment about his response, Mr. Fuller?
No, except that he said what he said.
Okay.
As an explanation and a clarification, and that's completely acceptable to me.
All right.
On everything that I say on this program or any other program, I'm just giving my viewpoints, and people can give their viewpoints, and I want them to do that. And then I don't have any criticism because the code will not allow me to have criticism of somebody else's viewpoint. I just have my viewpoint. That's what we call the United Independent System. It's to prevent arguments of any kind.
Yes, sir.
See, it's never personal. It's always business. And so all I want is just the truth about whatever is going on, and then we find out how we can use truth to best produce constructive results.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I was asked a question, had I read Dr. Welson's last book. She wrote two. I read the first one, but I haven't gotten around, like, it's about at least 24 books that I've received from people.
Yes.
That I've been chomping at the bit, hoping to get to just one or two of them.
Okay.
And I haven't gotten around to Dr. Welson's book. But what I was explaining to the person that called in was that I had heard Dr. Welson so many times, been in her presence so many times. Dr. Welson said over and over again, if anybody's ever heard her speak, that she is very familiar with me and what I have written.
Yes, sir.
And that what she started writing was after what I had written.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And that's how I was called to her attention. She
right.
said that she became interested in what I was doing. She said
mm-hmm.
she wasn't doing anything like she was doing. She's announced that almost in every talk that she's made. She said, I wasn't public speaking or doing any of this until
yes.
I met Neely Fuller. That's what she says.
Yes, what she said.
So
right, correct.
I wasn't disregarding her in any way. And I
yes.
wasn't saying, you know, because I hadn't gotten to her book, I have traveled
mm-hmm.
side by side on the same airliner, on, you know, going to the same place to participate in what Dr. Welson was doing, you know, and making speeches all down through the years.
Mm-hmm.
Going
That's
back
correct.
To the night. Yes. And I'm not mentioned, but she mentions me.
You, exactly,
but
because...
very few people, if any, even know my name, even though she says it
mm-hmm.
on the recordings
yeah.
all the time. But,
Yes, we discussed
that. In other words,
that,
the point that I'm making is the person was talking, this is what I was picking up, like I wasn't familiar with Dr. Welson. I mean, I don't see how that could ever happen.
No, I don't think that's true, Mr. Fuller. I think that MS was to put it mildly, was astonished that you hadn't read that particular book that he was referring to, and he was just expressed his opinion on it. That's all that was.
But also, he sounded like he was kind of angry about it upset about it. But
he seemed to be. But you know, like I said, you gave him the priority status to call in and, you know, for further discussion, but I just read what his response was. So that was the – I think that's the end of it as far as he is concerned. So
okay, well, and that's appreciated. Just whatever the truth of the matter is,
that's
and so it says, the only thing I'm trying to avoid is one word, confusion.
Yeah, confusion. Okay. We will move on from that. Okay, let's do this. Whoops. Wow. Okay. This is from Ross Amin, I believe out in California. He says this, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Bobby, a suspected white supremacist racist by the name of, I don't know if I should say his name, but I'll just say M.A., give his initials, is charged with the murder and dismemberment of a 19-year-old black female, last name was Robinson, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He took her on a first date on April the 1st, and she was never seen alive again. Now, Mr. Fuller, I, for one, as a black male, feel traumatized, outraged, and helpless to protect the black female. I feel like I want to enact maximum emergency compensatory action. Please express what we need to do and not do in regards to this terroristic murder, as well as advice about black females dating white men.
Well, the code takes care of all of that, and I usually don't comment on individual cases. I just say go to the book and read what's there, because there is a war going on, and it comes down to how do you conduct a war. So that is the white supremacists declared war and never declared a truce or peace or anything similar to that since. On myself, they declared war on me and everybody who was in my category, meaning the victims, the slaves of the system of white supremacy. So they declared the war. Now, when they decide that until they decide that the war is over, meaning we have replaced the entire system of white supremacy with a system of justice, then the war is still on.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm holding out nothing but peace branches myself as an
mm-hmm.
individual, but different people have different circumstances.
Okay.
See, so what the code book does say is if you're harmed individually by something, then you consider all factors that are in the code book, all right, and then act accordingly. Everybody
okay.
has different circumstances. We're talking about a world problem.
Yes. So let's be clear. So to address Ross Amin's question, you have said or stated to him or anybody else that's listening to refer to the code book as to what to do or not to do. Is that correct?
What maximum emergency compensatory action is
okay.
and what it isn't.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And
it's up to the person. Since the white supremacists are not giving black people any instructions that make sense at all, with all this killing going on, so what do when people kill people? The white supremacists still do that. It's not like they stopped. They still do it. on a wholesale basis, all of that killing that's going on.
Okay.
In the Sudan and in the Congo. I mean, the people who are being killed in the mines, that's murder. That's all that is. That's King Leopold. I just want to mention that worldwide. That's all
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, he killed 15
all,
million people. He did.
You know, I mean, they're still being killed, but they're
yes.
not being killed in the... It's being killed in those mines.
Mm-hmm.
And in all the other ways, fighting about the blood diamonds and all this nonsense.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
That's still the white supremacists killing non-white people and thinking nothing of it. That's what they do.
Okay.
And then they encourage non-white people, like young black people for the most part, in the Northwestern Hemisphere, to just run through the metro station killing people and all of that, and that 9mm pistols being fired in every neighborhood, every black female who is trying to raise 4 or 5 offspring, going to lose a couple of them to gunfire.
Okay.
That's the white supremacists. It would not be happening without the white supremacists making it happen.
Exactly.
They're the blame for every one of those shots fired.
Okay.
Every one of them.
So what you suggested to Ross, because we're going to move on, is that he referred to the code book and then...
The code book when it comes,
okay,
to, any, when it comes okay. to death making.
Okay.
And also
right.
the section on law.
Okay. All right, Ross, there you go. Ross, you have it. Refer to the code book and act accordingly. Okay. Moving on here, let's go to Talif, the brother from the Youngstown, from the Yo. Talif, you got it, man. You're on with Mr. Fuller. Good morning.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bobby, Mr. Fuller, top of the morning to you.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. first, I'd like to say, I know we're always talking about killing, but even before the trigger is pulled, I think the war is always in the mind. They know how to play mind games with you. But anyway, Sunday, I've been in a pretty foul mood. A friend of mine, real close friend of mine, who's like a brother to me, his daughter in Cleveland, Ohio, she just took her own life in her 30s. So like we said before, Mr. Fuller, because he didn't recognize it, and I tried to get him to talk. She's been in this little funk for about a year and a half where she just started feeling a certain kind of way, and Sunday she just ended it. But I just thought I'd say that to let our people know that we need to start talking about things more. But, Mr. Fuller, my question to you is, if you were, let's say somebody say, Fuller, we like the work you've been doing. And by the way, you mentioned earlier that don't nobody know you. Yes, sir, Mr. Fuller. People know who you are, even our Caucasian brothers and sisters, because a lot of them guys that do work for me, they hear me listening to you. So people know who you are. But my question is, let's say somebody say, Fuller, let's say they email Mr. Bobby or email your team or whatever, hey, we know Mr. Fuller says there's no peace, but we like his work, and we want to offer him a Nobel Peace Prize. Mr. Fuller, would that be something you would be interested in? And that's my question. And I know it's probably hypothetical, but I thought about that, and that's my question, and you guys have a good day, Mr. Bobby. I'd like to keep
All
listening.
Right. Thank you, Talif. All right, Mr. Fuller, so the question was, would you be interested in a Nobel Peace Prize if somebody offered that to you?
Absolutely not.
Okay, you got to explain why.
And I'll say why, yes, because the code requires me to always say why. Because I haven't produced peace. You get a prize for something that you have done, not something you're trying to do. Lots of people are trying. I'm going to elbow all these people out of the way, talk about Neely Fuller getting a peace prize, and I haven't produced no peace. nowhere near it. I mean, when I nearly fell, because my aim was to end the system of white supremacy and replace it with justice. That was my aim. Now, if I don't produce that, I haven't done anything. That's the way I measure it. I mean, these standards are high. I mean, people walking across stages handing out prizes, that's almost vulgar. Look at this world. I'm talking about the whole world. It's really almost a disgrace to see anybody receiving any kind of prize for anything with this mess. I mean, when you really stand back and just look at what's going on with the white supremacists cheering it on, I mean, murder is entertainment worldwide. Why is anybody strutting across the stage talking about accomplishment? What? You've got to be kidding. They say, well, look at the cars and the pretty trains and look at all the bling bling. And I'm looking at it. I'm also looking at people's behavior.
Yes, sir.
And everybody should be running for cover when anybody talks about handing out prizes. That's my view.
Okay.
And I
all
think
right.
It's based on pure logic. It ain't
all
personal.
Right.
But in answer to that question, Noble or anybody else.
Okay.
Peace Prize? Are you kidding? Ask them people over there in Somalia and whatnot about some Sudan. About some Peace Prize somebody's getting. What? The Holy Land. Peace? Are you kidding? Oh, no. No. Strutting across the stage, I'm receiving the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm so noble to be receiving this. Oh, stop it.
Okay.
It ain't nothing but a big charade.
Okay. All right. No Nobel Peace Prize for Mr. Fuller. Okay. Let's see. We got a few moments here. So I'll wait before I get to you, Corey, and looks like it was Victor or somebody called in. Mr. Fuller, let me ask you this question. Are you familiar, Justice Warrior, here I go, talking about the war, because you know I like talking about this subject. But anyway, Mr. Fuller, during World War II, which you were, were you a part of that, World War II, Mr. Fuller?
No, I came right behind that.
Okay, all right.
Korea.
Okay, Korea. Okay, maybe
front
you were lines
in Korea after 3 months basic training.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't
okay.
know one end from a one oh. end of a gun from the other. On the front lines. I mean, 3 months basic training, Camp Chaffee, Arkansas, and right to the front lines in
okay.
Korea.
All right. Well, anyway, you were alive at this, were alive with this particular campaign when about, and what it was the Double V campaign. Were you familiar with that, Mr. Fuller? Since you were alive
no.
at that particular time.
No, I was alive at that time. I was alive all the way through World War II.
But. Okay, well, the Double V campaign, basically, this is just a little thing, was from 1942 to 1945, and what it was the black soldiers that went out and fought in World War II about getting victory in Europe, but also they had to come back and trying to get victory over racism here in America, so they call it the Double V.
The double W.
No, it's double. I'm looking at it right now.
Double V
right. campaign.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
And that's why
victory,
I was asking where you.
Victory overseas and victory here.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
what they're talking about.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Black or African Americans were over there fighting for their freedom, but came over here and still had to deal with racism. Even when they had on their uniform, there were a lot of people, particularly down south, that didn't like black men or blacks wearing that uniform and would do things to them, even though they were fighting for freedom. And that's why a question came up. Were you familiar with that Double V campaign? Maybe you knew some information that you could give us who weren't alive at that time.
I'd like to express this in no uncertain terms. Same thing during the entire Korean conflict until they decided to stop shooting for a while. And the person that I refer to as mother, and most people do, was dying of cancer in a separate section of a hospital in Arkansas. I was sent on emergency leave in the Air Force. This is after my Korean stint. This is in another branch of service. And after I had been in the Army and gone into the Air Force, the person that gave birth to me was dying in a segregated section of a hospital in Arkansas, and I had to stand up in the aisle halfway across Arkansas because I could not sit down in the section that was marked for white people. And there I was standing up in full uniform, ribbons and all, trying to hold my duffel bag, carrying all of my military stuff, and sitting on it from time to time, and had some clean shirts on a hanger that I had to hold in my hand while I held on to a strap hanging from the ceiling. And as the bus that I was on rocked back and forth all through the night with the white people sleeping, and I'm the black person in uniform forced to stand up because I could not ride in the white section. And when we got to different places, all of the white people got off the bus, along with white soldiers, got off the bus and went to eat and use the restroom, but I could not. You're not talking about ancient history, even though I am kind of ancient. But I'm not talking about the old South has been told to me. I went all through that. All through it.
Yes, sir.
Everywhere I went. And I'm talking about during World War II, after World War II, before World War II. I was born in 1929. You're talking about the stock market crash, born in October 6, 1929. That was right on the button when the stock market crashed. Now, you know, if white people were eating out of garbage cans, what do you think black people were eating?
Mm. Okay. Wow.
I've seen it. I was there.
You were there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought I would ask you about the VV campaign, double V campaign, because I
absolutely. I'm very familiar with it.
Okay.
All of it.
All righty. Well, thank you, Mr. Fuller, and this is what we're going to do. That is going to conclude the first hour of the Counter Racist Code Show with Mr. Neil E. Fuller. So those of you who have to go, we do thank you for listening. I apologize if I made some mistakes, which I probably did, but hopefully you will forgive me and tune in next week. But for those who are going to be here, hey, stick and stay. Don't go away, because we have another hour of the Counter Racist Code Show with Neil E. Fuller Jr., which will commence in 5 seconds. Alrighty. Good morning and welcome back to the second hour of the Counter Racist Code Show with Mr. Neil E. Fuller. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and we do thank you for listening to the program. You can call in, which we do want you to, and you can do this by this number. It is 516-453-9921. Be sure when you call in to press the number one button. If you have a question or a comment, please, ma'am, please, sir, make it brief so that Mr. Fuller can answer your question, and hopefully we will eliminate confusion. If you are a first-time caller, make sure that you do the same thing except this. Tell the call screener that you are a first-time caller. They will inform me, and then we will make every effort to get you on. Make sure you be brief in that. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, MRBOBBY, at gmail.com. I will get it and read it if I can, or let you know when I will read it. And we'll go on from there. You can also join the chat room. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, and you want to click on where it says programs. You click that on, and then the menu comes up for shows, and you want this show right here, the Produce Justice Show. Make sure that you do that, and then you're in, and get on the chat and have your questions or comments in them. And they do have some pretty good information on the chat or in the chat room, so make sure you do that. But do not ask me a question to ask Mr. Fuller, because that is what my Gmail address is for and the number. Okay, books, as far as I know, you can get the books by going to producejustice.com. There seems to be, to me, there seems to be a little confusion on that, but I'm pretty sure that the producers and the people at producejustice.com are working through those issues. Mr. Fuller has informed, I believe, someone in Boston about the issue, so that is being addressed, so that you can get your books. Those of you who order your books will come. Your books will come, so you don't have to worry about that. For the rest of you, producejustice.com is where you get the books. Okay, let me see. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. I think I missed something, but it'll come to me, hopefully. Corey, get ready, Milwaukee, here we go. Over here, Victor, you might be next. Let's see. Let's do this. Man, it's not. Come on. There we go. All right, Corey, you're on, Mr. Fuller. Good morning.
Grand Rising, Mr. Bobby, Mr. Fuller. Can I remain on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Fuller, building off of what the very first caller asked you, I'm sorry, I forget the brother's name from California, but he asked you.
LA.
He asked you, what's the constructive reason for a black person to not have sexual intercourse with a white person? Mr. Fuller, I'm from Milwaukee, where this evil act happened to a 19-year-old It's all in the news on CNN, everywhere on the news and local. Her name is Sade Robinson.
Yes.
So she went on a date with this guy. Can you please explain to the listening audience, Mr. Fuller, why we need to protect one another as black people and ourselves, and this is part of it, in the area of sex, why it's recommended not to do this. It has our city really, and me personally, a member of my extended care unit found one of the body parts. This is her cousin. And can you please express that if we don't understand the system of white supremacy racism, some people don't even think this was a racist act. I just would like your input on this, Mr. Fuller, please.
Okay. Mr. Fuller?
Well, it's what I tell everybody, is so much to the system of white supremacy. I mean, people don't look at it as they look at it as a personal thing. Six white men or somebody in a station wagon and drinking beer and yelling the N-word at some black person. We're in that frame of mind. That's what we call racism. We don't understand. We are in a government, a world government. If you got color in your skin, you are subject to the government, one government, and that is the system of white supremacy. And it's not ever supposed to be called the American government or the British government or French colonialism or neo-this and neo-that. It's called in capital letters and neon lights in Vegas, the system of white supremacy. That's the name of world government. So everything that you're looking at comes under that imperial, you might say, government. It's the only government worthy of the name government on the planet. All these other so-called governments and whatnot, they're just names, just labels. You can stick a label on anything. You can call a beer ice cream. Just put the label on there. A cold ice cream beer. If you just want to label something, but if you just want to tell the truth about who are the most powerful people on the planet and what do they do, it's the people who are classified as white who believe in dominating and mistreating people who they classify as non-white. Now, those are the real classifications. Just three basic ones. White people, non-white people, that's people who are not white, and white supremacists. And out of those three categories, the white supremacists are the smartest and most powerful of these people and the most focused and have the most drive. Why? Because when you have something that works for you so well and for so long, and something, a system that you have established that you can absolutely rely on over a huge period of time, some people say as far back as 2,000 years, here in the northwestern hemisphere, we just say 400 to 600 years. But people who have done research, some of them, have said, oh, if you're talking about white supremacy and racism, it started about 2,000 years ago. Then there are other scholars who say, oh, you're talking about 6,000 years minimum. Now, I say I don't know, because I don't. But 6,000 years is a long time to practice your craft and become experts at it. Or, if none of these things are true, it's true now. There's no people more powerful on planet Earth. Everybody else is a joke. Even people who look like they're powerful. We've had that before. We had a lot of non-white people, and some of them think that now. Oh, we're powerful people. Try that on the white supremacists. I mean, you know, black people. Oh, we're tough among ourselves. Oh, boy, we can put each other through the mill. The white supremacists walk right in and sit right down, and you better not open your mouth with your big black self. Just got out of the joint. Talk about how you use people in there. Turn the males into females. And how you had your gang together. But when you get in that court, and I'm talking to black people now, worldwide, the white supremacist court, that's the only real court that counts, is yes, Your Honor, no, Your Honor. And every now and then we get wild, but what happens? What happens when we get wild and we get mad? And we think that we're going to go up and make a mark against the white supremacists. Hadn't happened yet. Nowhere on the planet. Even when it looks like it. This is not Neely Fuller talking. The evidence shows it.
Okay. All righty. A lot of work to do. Thank you, Corey. Thank you very much. All right. AP, you were on the board, but I don't see your number. Call back in, Brother AP. Victor, Canada, you are there. Let me see. Wait a minute. Okay, Victor. Okay, Canada. Go ahead, Victor.
Oh, hi, Mr. Bobby, Mr. Fuller. I think some of the listeners are having some difficulty understanding how supreme, what supreme really means, and that it's really huge, because like I'm realizing now in the people area of law, I was in a situation with my job and they delayed my application for 3 years until the people who were responsible for letting me out of my job, all of them are gone now. So this is what white supremacy means. It means power over people of color. So I think, Mr. Fuller, when we talk about civilization and people being civilized, I don't think people of color understand that white supremacy is an ideology and it warps people's minds. Don't you think so?
Sure. I mean, everything is warped. Just look at just one thing, and this is what I center on, that everybody's familiar with. They are murder worshipers. Murder is fun. I mean, it's on television, right in your face every day. You wouldn't have all this killing among young black people and some older ones. That's all they've been doing all their lives and bragging about it. We learn that from them. Suppose, rather than killing, you're always talking about doing something constructive. How well did somebody put up a building? ran a hospital city, something I have in mind, that you should have, like theme parks right now. You got Sin City. That ain't constructive, I don't think. Las Vegas, it's telling it like it is. Why not have whole cities devoted to health? I mean, that's from the food to everything you do, bicycling, hiking, the whole nine, you know, and even when you get old. I mean, how to extend your life. Senior citizens, whole cities that are run on that theme. Suppose the whole world was like that. I mean, there's everything in place that's constructed. Everywhere you look, people are being, if you're going to have pride, not in beating somebody on a football field, have pride in how well you put something together, not taking something apart. There are some people who were saying, even in the case of, and this is something I'm very seldom do, but I'm going to do it as an illustration. Mr. O.J. Simpson just passed away. Now, that was supposed to be the crime of the century, what he was accused of having been committed. But did anybody ask the question? Even if he did it, and most likely a lot of people say he did anybody ask? Has anybody examined? I'm saying just how people can spend their time rather than glorifying it, whether people are for it, against what he did, or for him, I mean, just because he's black and whatnot, that has come up, the reason he got off. But did anybody ask a question? Did all those hits that he took on the football field, just on that alone, which is now being considered after all these years for other football players.
Yeah, CTE.
Yes. Just now begin to look at it. But we look at football, I mean, the people taking all these hits and all broken up and hadn't been in the NFL or nothing, I mean, but a year or two, and then they're just somewhere all broken up and forgotten. I mean, that shouldn't be happening on a sport. You just don't throw people away. Under the system of white supremacy, throwing people away is fun. Body counts is fun. How many people got killed last night over in Southeast Washington? Oh, a man. Oh, yeah. Well, they had a good week. I mean, that's starting off the week with a bang, bang, bang. Last week was even better. And before the end of this week, it might be more. Body counts. That's what we think about, body counts. Oh, they had another mass shooting in a school. How many this time? Oh, it wasn't last, it ain't as good as last week. It only killed two. Last week it was eight. Oh, things are slowing down. And even when they brag about things getting better, what is the popular thing? They compare it, well, now last year we only had 10,000 drive-by shootings. And so this year, looking a lot better so far. We only had 9,000. Now that is so stupid. What about zero? Has anybody ever thought about that? None? No killings at all? Just among black people alone, not to say anything about the white people out there glamorizing like they've had the whole world. Glamorizing death. Death. Death.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad. All right. Okay. Well, Victor, there you go. You can take that, or you can do
yeah.
this. You can also refer to the book, The
yeah.
United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. You can also refer to that. All right, Mr. Fuller, let's see here. This is from JL off of the... my line here, the Gmail. It says, Mr. Fuller, some white people, some non-white people, not of African descent, are still surprised in 2024 when they experience racism. They then come to us to vent and expect a reply. I don't know what to tell them. Should I direct them to your book and this show? Or should I mind my own business and allow them to get their own wake-up call alone? Kind regards, JL. Mr. Fuller?
No, I recommend my book and a whole bunch of other books on race and racism. That's the only show in town. That's what their entire... If you got color in your skin... Your entire existence is about racism. So anything that has that kind of effect on your entire existence should take up quite a bit of your time examining what that's all about. So my book is about that. And I'm saying, hey, all of the black people out here who are talking about race and racism and what to do about it at this stage, because we want to get along, or should, according to what I've written, get along with white people, and all people get along with each other in such a way that nobody wants to do any kind of harm to anybody, white, non-white, male, female, whomever.
Mm-hmm.
People we disagree with on many things get along well. I mean, and wait, and stop talking about this wait till we love each other. No, it doesn't have anything. So-called love, the way we handle it, is an emotion. And emotions change every 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Yes.
Yeah. See, so you can't stop relying on that. I mean, because it's unreliable.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
So what do you use? Use logic.
Logic.
Say no one is supposed to be mistreated. That's supposed to be it. We're talking about justice, all right?
Uh-oh.
Because love is justice. All right.
Okay.
And justice, once you say that, you got it all. And that means two things. Guaranteeing that no person is mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we should always be saying everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And number two, guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help.
Okay. There you go. There you go, right there. You have said that many, many times.
It runs right past people. I'm going to keep saying it.
Yes, sir.
And
all
I
right.
tell how to do it.
Okay.
Starting
Alrighty.
With the big four. I want to say this. The big
okay.
four. Health, people are correct about that. Because people, a lot of people have called in down through the years and said, Fuller, that should be number 10 on your 9 areas list.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
Number 1, really. And but I put it under economics.
Yes, you did. Okay. All
and
right.
So I say it's health, housing, education, transportation.
There you go. That's the big four.
That equals reparations. You don't have to give me no cash. I don't even want to look at no money. I mean, money won't go nowhere near where we need to be. Talking about reparations and money, no.
Justice.
Now, those who want to pay out like that should be able to get it under a democratic system, but that should be another option. And that is that big four.
Okay.
As long as I need health, I want help with that health. In other words, I don't want to have to worry about my health. It's going to be taken care of. And I don't have to worry about housing. I don't have to worry about education. And I don't have to worry about transportation.
Okay.
That under the reparations recommendation according to the code, just those four things.
Okay.
And I want it as long as I need it.
We got the big
four. That's reparations.
All righty. Let's do this before we take another call here. This requires an answer. I request an answer from you. The person said no name and said, hi, Mr. Fuller. I want to know if the white supremacists are responsible for a possible war involving the concept of Iran against the concept of Israel, since war is one of the 9 categories Mr. Fuller mentions. Thanks.
Well, the war is always going on. It's just taking effect on the kind of the way it's conducted in different places at different times. But as long as you have the system of white supremacy, because you're dealing directly or indirectly with color, that whole Middle Eastern situation at its root is about people who have color in their skin, even though a whole lot of white people are perishing in the process. But that's true. That was true of the so-called Civil War.
Yeah, so-called.
Yes. No such thing as a civil war. Civil is short for what? Civilized. There's no such thing as a civilized war. But under the system of white supremacy, they say civil. Civil war. And they like it so well, they have reenactments of it.
Yes, they do.
Spend a lot of money getting right down to the detail. Now, this is where, this is tickets charge. This is where a whole lot of bodies got stacked up. Ah, oh boy, that's fun. See, that's what you get under the system of white supremacy.
Exactly.
Reenactments. I mean, fun. War is fun. Killing is fun. Well, a lot of babies got killed. Oh, more fun. That's what you're looking at, folks, and not even seeing what we're looking at under the system of white supremacy.
Exactly.
Looking right at it and not seeing it at all.
I was in the discussion.
Civilized.
Civilized. I was in a discussion with a brother a couple of days ago, and we were discussing some issues like that. And he pointed out something I had heard before, but I think it's worth mentioning. He said, you know what, blah, 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 it's no fun when the rabbit has the gun. Anyway, we're going to break it off here for our last break. You are listening to the Counter-Racist Code Show with Mr. Neely Fuller, also referred to the CRCS. We have about a half an hour to go, so if you would like to call in, you may. We have a couple of lines open. Here's the number, 516-360-0740. 1-800-453-9921. Make sure that you press the number one button if you have a question or comment. Make it briefly because the time is short. You can do that. If you're a first-time caller, we encourage you. Make sure you tell the call screener that you are in a first-time caller, and we have something special for you to set up. Hey, MF, priority status for you, my brother. Call in anytime. You're in. Mr. Fuller wants you to do that if you would like. Okay, you can also Gmail me to read your question. All you have to do is go to my Gmail address, which is the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, MRBOBBY, at gmail.com. And I will get it and perhaps read that at some appointed time, and I will let you know that. And also, you can do this. You can join the chat room. And I mean, they be cooking and looking in there. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com. You want to click on where it says programs. That's with an S on the end of it. When you do that, then you'll get a list of shows. And the show that you want, you stop right here at the Produce Justice Show. That's the one you want. You get in there. And then you're able to get into the chat room. And there are generally some interesting topics that are in the chat room, and occasionally I will select something that's being said or something that is relevant and read it, and I'll even give you credit for it. I mean, you said it. Stand by your work. Okay. She said, he said what he or she said. We'll do that. Books, yes, producejustice.com. The issues are being resolved on that. I haven't heard anything, but if I hear anything while I am broadcasting or while Fuller and I are broadcasting, I will relay that information to you. All that is going to be done at producejustice.com. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. And Anthony, you have been waiting patiently down in Nashville, or Nashville, however you say it. Get ready, Anthony. Here we go, and you are, there you go. Anthony, good morning. You're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a VGQ, and I have a question, and I'm not going to take that long. But
good.
A VGQ is us as black people, we have to admit that, you know, we're just addicted to white people. And a lot of black spokespeople of yesterday have said that, you know, the reason why we haven't overcome our issues is because we're just addicted to them. And the thing about addiction, is that on one hand it makes you feel good, and then, but the long term result is the pain and the side effect from it. And one of the things they do say about addiction is that people like to lie about their addiction. They don't want to admit their addiction. So, like I said, what I've seen is just that, you know, we're addicted. And that's where I most heartily believe that's the reason why, you know, we're still in the system. And my question is to Mr. Fuller is, I've heard you for years say that, you know, black people, you know, cannot unite. And I have found that hard to believe, especially when you look back in history, especially during Jim Crow. One of the most historic moments was the 1955 Montgomery bus boycott. Now, that particular moment, could you actually agree that that was a perfect example of a group of people being on code?
Well, that was a group of people who agreed to do things as a body, as a group. Yes, we have that. We have that now. Just a very short time ago, everybody was talking about George Floyd. I mean, it was a lot of people. If you look at the old recordings of the scenes, there was a lot of people out there, both white and black, when we were talking about Black Lives Matter. and everybody was wearing baseball caps, and I have one of them, Black Lives Matter. T-shirts, Black Lives Matter. Street paintings, Black Lives Matter. But it was short-lived. Okay? And on the verge of being on the, and kind of fading already. And that was just yesterday, so to speak. But what we need is a code. See, by black people trying to get, like I heard on that, like I said earlier on this program, I heard black people going back and forth and really getting kind of angry with each other about ancient history, black history. Who did what? Who was on the Nile River? Who was in Egypt before whom ever came later? And all this type of stuff. Now, black people do a lot of that, okay? And you give us just a little bit of chance, we do a whole lot more of it. We start raising our voices, and, you know, and I know more than you do about that. There shouldn't be any of that. So you can eliminate all of that. That's why I wrote my books. By you don't agree or disagree with black people about anything, nor you act on anything. I mean, because some other black person agrees or disagrees with you. What you do is lock on to the logic of the universe. The universe is put together in a logical manner. Look at universal laws. Fire will burn, regardless of what any black person or any white person says. That's a universal law. And black people shouldn't be trying to get together with themselves or with white people and be anything other than universal people as a whole. Universal man with universal woman in tune with everything that is constructive value. That's what makes a universal person, because they obey the laws of the universe.
Yeah.
Not the laws that people make between themselves. We get to squabbling about that.
Yes, we do.
But
fire
will burn, water is wet. We need to study the laws of the universe and study them in such a way that every time you say anything or do anything, it produces what? Two words. Two words.
Constructive result.
That's it. Constructive results. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking to people, that's the punchline in any conversation you have. Is this going to produce a constructive result? Everything that we talked about here at this meeting, on the job or anywhere, sir, ma'am, is this going to produce a constructive result? If it is, please explain.
All righty, please explain. And then
sit back and listen.
All right, listen.
Keep that question. See, this is what I mean by having a code. I don't care what's going on. What you want to know, when everybody gets through having their say, including yourself, now what result is all of this is supposed to be that's constructive?
Mm-hmm.
Has all of this produced a constructive result? And if it has, enumerate. Then sit back and listen.
And sit back and listen.
So they either did or it didn't.
One
young black person to another, I say young because, you know, we're talking about somebody who can run now. Okay. You got to run to be a good robber. All right. So they're going to rob somebody. Now, even in that gang, they say, All right, I listen to y'all, but is it going to produce a guaranteed constructive result for me if I do what y'all say y'all fixing to do and want me to join in? Is it going to produce a constructive result? Yes or no? Am I going to wind up in a situation I don't want to be in?
Well, we'll find out.
I always want to know that from anybody that's talking to you about anything, white or non-white. What is going to be the constructive result?
The result. All right. All right, let's do it. All right, thank you, Anthony from Nashville. Two questions, Ray. We got you. You are on with Mr. Fuller. AP, you're next. Go ahead, two questions, Ray.
Yes, Mr. Fuller, can you please explain the significance of the 10 stocks and how that will be devastating to the system?
Whoa. Hey, Ray, two questions, Ray. Call back and give him priority status. Call back, Ray. In the meantime, AP, we got you. Wait a minute. There we go. There you go, AP.
Hello, Mr. Bobby and Mr. Fuller.
Yes, sir.
Interesting program today, so I'll try to get into what I want to make a VGQ about. And I'd like to also ask Mr. Fuller a question in a follow-up. That was a heartfelt experience. Those were heartfelt experiences that you shared with us this morning, Mr. Fuller, about your life experiences. And it brings more insight to me on the reasons why the system of racism, white supremacy, suppress truth in history. They don't want black people nor the world to know how bad they've mistreated us, and they continue to mistreat us. And the Willie Lynch indoctrination is in full effect with everything that you've been talking about today, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Bobby. And I always come back and get conflicted with the area of war that's in your book, but it's the least discussed because of how precarious it is, but it's the most damaging in terms of the warfare that is committed on black people in the system of racism, white supremacy, but it's also an issue with three main wars that we know about currently. And we're in a world of trouble. I wonder how we're going to deal with, as you say, Mr. Fuller, the fun and glory that white supremacists, those who are and practice it, get out of doing what they do. We, as people who want to do right, don't want to kill, thou shalt not kill, but killing is something they enjoy doing. So it's very difficult to combat a people, and talking about the addiction that we have towards them or for them, that love and glorify killing and shooting when most people are not like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's a contentious problem. And how do you combat a sick and insane mindset that we see in modern-day Caesars, Caligula likes? You know, this killer that we just talked about that killed the young lady, they do this. We have serial rapists. It's all on television in the glorified programs that they have, crime stories all day long, every day. How do you combat that without using what seems to be the only and meaningful, effective way to shut down what racist white men and women do to get them to stop what they do? That's my VGQ, and I'll just listen to. And also I'd like to say, please, people who watch television, pay attention to the subliminal messages that are in commercials.
Okay.
Okay? Right. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Fuller, did you care to comment on that, or he said what he said?
He said what he said, but I do have a comment.
Okay,
and that is, because he asked a question.
Yes.
We are doing it right now. See, that's what I mean by saying, you know, we are doing what You know, he frankly answered his own question. How do you combat it? Talking about what's going on rather than talking about little trivial things. Like whether somebody got some new brand of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you can include that too. I mean, you know, and then ask, well, why is it so important to have that new brand when it's nothing incorrect about those 16 pairs that you got already? Now, they came out with a new brand, and you got to have a pair of those too. And you don't have space for the ones that you have. Half of them haven't been worn yet. Okay? And you can talk about that. If the subject is shoes. Why? Because it's logical. Why do you do this? Why do you do that? You know, once. That has a lot to do with it. What do you want? And the four wants are what? What do you want to do? Something you want to do. Everybody wants to do something every minute of every day. Why do you want to do it? How do you plan to do it? And what do you expect the constructive result to be of all that doing? Just think about everything that you do every day. And then ask, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then what is it you plan to do? See, all problems are solved by what? Questions and answers. And in answer to that question, you just ask questions like we do on this program and come up with a logical answer, following the logic, not arguing with people. That's not logical. Arguments don't do anything but win arguments.
Sure.
When you're trying to solve problems.
Yes, sir.
They refocus.
Yes, sir.
Not how well you can win an argument. That should never be a goal. But what can you do to solve a problem?
All right.
Best way to do it. And the best way is questions and answers.
Questions
and answers. And it'll lead you right where you need to be. Just questions and answers, like we do on this program. Just when people talk, questions and answers. That's it.
Okay.
Not personalities or nothing like that. And I cannot talk you because you don't know as much as I do. You know, no, don't get into any of that. That's not logical. Just get into what is the problem and what's the best way to solve it.
That's the best way to solve it. All right, thank you, AP.
Solve it by questions and answers.
That's right. All right, thank you, AP. Let's go back to two-question Ray. Here you go. Wait a minute. Ray in Dallas. Wait a minute. There we go. Okay, Ray, go ahead. Do your thing.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Mr. Fuller, could you please explain the significance of the 10 stops and what devastating effects that it will have against the system of white supremacy?
Explain what now?
The significance of the 10 stops.
And
before you do that, sir, yes, sir, and I would like to add that Dr. Francis Pierce Wellsing added on to that, which was, stop throwing trash down where black people live, work, and learn. Stop using and selling drugs to one another. And stop pretending like racism, white supremacy doesn't exist. What is the significance of these stops and what devastating effects will it have on the system of white supremacy?
Okay. The ten stops, the significance of the 10 stops, Mr. Fuller.
Right. The significance of it is that it's there in the textbook for victims of white supremacy. I wrote the 10, and Dr. Wilson decided to add 7 more in her book. But it's based on the 10 that's in my book. And they are supposed to be suggestions, like everything that I've written in my book, for individuals to look at and use. Stop squabbling among yourselves and then running to the races to solve the problem. Okay? I understand that's what happened in Zimbabwe. I read that in the Washington Informer. That's a newspaper here, locally in Washington, D.C. And it says that in Zimbabwe right now, they are dependent on United States of America, what it is called, currency. Benjamin Franklin, you know, Andrew Jackson's picture, and all those people. George Washington, number one. Okay, the $1 bill. It's more valuable than the money in what we call the country of Zimbabwe. They say their own money, they have their own currency, but they say it's valueless. Now, how did that happen? The white supremacists are the money chiefs. There's no money on the planet that has any value except the money that the white supremacists say is valuable. You've got Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill. He was a slave owner.
Yes, he was.
This picture is on the $20 bill. Okay? And everybody wants some of them. And Benjamin Franklin? Oh, for sure. $100 bill. Okay? Now, this is more valuable than any money that you find anywhere in Africa. Oh, that's real money now. We're talking real money now. This stuff they print here, it looks good. Boy, they had some artists. They got the best artists you'll ever find. I mean, you know, it's good, pretty to look at. That's money all over what we call Africa. But when you show those white faces, Andrew Jackson, a slave owner of black people, formerly and officially, when you show his picture on a, what they call a $20 bill, In God We Trust, it's more valuable than anything you'll find anywhere in Africa in the form of paper money. Anywhere in Africa. More valuable. Not just Zimbabwe. So what are we talking about here? Directly or indirectly, we're talking about what? White supremacy.
White supremacy.
That's
okay.
It. That's it everywhere. If you understand that, as the code book says, if you understand that, then we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, we're getting somewhere.
But there is a quote in the code book itself that runs right past people. If you don't understand white supremacy, what it is and how it works, which is explained in the textbooks, by the way, if you don't understand white supremacy, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will
only confuse
you.
Yes. I appreciate that, because you say that on every program that you and I have ever done, including but not limited to this program this morning. And you are correct.
It runs right past people.
I can really say that. You are correct. It runs right past, because people are only interested in what they want to say. They don't accept or understand the concept of it. And I want to go back to something that you just said about Franklin or whoever them on the $20 bill and all that kind of stuff. You know, you have to understand that these people, because they had sex with a lot of the slaves and so forth, okay, Sally Hemings, okay, Mr. Jefferson and all that, yeah, they were referred to as the founding fathers. But when these people, and they're on the $20 bill and all the other bills, they were pedophiles, if you want to tell the truth. They were pedophiles. So I heard Jeremiah A. Wright say that they were fondling fathers. Yeah, check that out. All right. Woo! Mercy's sake. It's really something. But, yes, as Mr. Fuller had indicated, this is why it is imperative that you get the book. You get the book because in the book will give you suggestions. That book is the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. It will give you suggestions on what to do and what not to do so that we can, so that you can go against the system that you are in that many don't even know that we're in. Mr. Fuller, comment on that, please.
Yes. I mean, like you mentioned, pedophiles, the founding fathers, were all of the white supremacists right this minute, everywhere, are child abusers. And where's the evidence of that statement? See, I'm just making statements now, a lot of them. But, you know, you should, if you say something, you should have some evidence.
That's right.
Like I say about my history, okay? I got evidence of it, okay? Now, I'm making a statement about every white supremacist is a child abuser. Now, who are the children that they are abusing? Right this minute, as the clock ticks, all of the non-white people of planet Earth. Neelie Fuller is a child. And the evidence shows him being in a childlike position. Doesn't make no difference how long I've been breathing. I am subject to an alien power who they abuse me because they declared before I was born that I was going to be born in a classification called non-white and that that made me a child, a dependent child. I am completely dependent from birth on those white people who have chosen to be white supremacists. That's a choice. You're not born a white supremacist. White babies are not born white supremacists. They join the most well-oiled system of government that the world has seen up to this point. And that's the system of white supremacy. That's something white people have to make a choice.
Yes.
Yeah. You choose to be a member of a race, the only race, called white supremacy.
Called white supremacy. Well, Mr. Fuller, got to leave it there because the time has run short, so I'm going to give you the last, what is it, last minute. So go ahead, Mr. Fuller, last minute.
Now, I'd like to refer again. You can, I figure somewhere else, too, other than the Washington Informer, but look into the new identities, the new racial classifications that has sneaked up on just about everybody. I know it sneaked up on me. I hadn't heard anything about new racial classifications. They say that they got a classification now called the Middle East as a racial classification.
Mm.
I mean, you look at a person, you should be able to look at them and say, oh, you know, that's, that's a Middle Easterner.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. What's a Midwesterner? I mean, see, you got more now of what? Confusion.
Confusion. We got 30 seconds, Mr. Fuller. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I want people to remember. But also remember to get back to the textbook because I say this. Now, they're adding to the racial classifications, just like they're adding to the sexual classifications.
All righty. ProduceJustice.com.
To get more confusion. Yes. ProduceJustice.com.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Thank you for everybody. Forgive us for any mistakes that we've made, and we'll try to do better next week. Everybody have a good week. All righty. Thank you, Mr. Fuller.
And I thank everybody who's listening. We'll be right back.